the next step in the stage of, in the Gadol is Yachatz. So we take the middle matzah and we break it into two pieces, one larger, one smaller. We take the larger piece and we put it away for the purpose of Afikomen. And this is to fill the concept of Lechem Oni. Lechem Oni, then one of the explanations of the Oni is that an Oni is his derech is to use a prusa. He doesn't want to use all of his food. So he takes some of his food and he puts it away to have it available to use for the future. Actually, he puts the majority away to have it available for the future because he doesn't know whence his food is going to be coming. However, the remaining piece should be at least large enough to be a kezias. If this is going to be our lechem only, it's going to be the lechem that we're fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah with. It has to be a kezias, and truly, it should be actually more than a kezias. Preferably, it should be large enough for the baal, the person who's saying the seder, leading the seder, the magid, should be able to fill his mitzvah of a kezias of matzah with this piece. And also to be able to give to the other members which are sitting there a kezias of matzah from this piece. So the way we calculate kezias in that one, he's a very large, so that would be unrealistic. But he wants to give, so he would want to give each person maybe a small piece from that as well, but at least a kezias for himself. Then we move, so we've covered kadesh, urchatz, karpas, and yachatz. Then we move to the mitzvah of magid. So the mitzvah magid is a mitzvah deraisa. We got the mitzvah b'yamach leimor, but where is also Hashem leibet seisim in Mitzrayim? We're going now to fulfill the mitzvah of we got the mitzvah b'yamach leimor. Mitzvah sichus kavana. A person should have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah of magid. In general, when we say that there's a concept of mitzvah sichus kavana, all the person really needs to do is to think two words. He has to think the shem mitzvah. That which we have the language of in the hidim bucha mezumen. Language which is more Kabbalistic, etc. That's not because of Mitzvah's Kavana. That's Kabbalistic formula, but the halachic issue of Mitzvah's Kavana requires, as the Aruch HaShulchan says in Siman Samach, to think the two words, L'shem Mitzvah. Obviously, you can add more in your thought process. You do not need to actually verbalize it, just to think it. I'm doing this because Hashem commanded me to do this. That's why I'm doing it. The Gadol should be said, you're doing this mitzvah of giving over the story of Klai Yisrael becoming a nation. So it should be said, the Shlosh says, it said, Be'ema B'yir, a person should not be reclining as he's saying Magid. One of the explanations of Lechem Oni is Lechem Shanu L'Batorim Harbe, that the many things are said over the Lechem. Rashi says it's going to be the Haggadah and the Halal. So the Haggadah, and the point of Halal is the process of the praise and thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which will come out of that, have to be said over this bread. So this bread should be on the table, and it should be magula. It should be visible. It should be hearing, as it were. It should be the lechem which you're going to be talking about, and saying this is the lechem which represents these ideas that we're talking about. There is an argument to say that any lechem which you're going to be using for the mitzvah, which means since we have to supplement our matzahs to make sure that we have enough matzah for everybody seated there to fulfill the mitzvah obligation of eating a kezias and multiple kezaisim. So there's an argument to say that we should have all of the matzah on the table, not just the matzah. Mishabur says that not just the matzah of the korah. The kara has three matzahs in it, three matzahs, but besides that, all of the matzahs which are going to be fulfilling the mitzvah should be on the table. The Yisayid Rishar Shavayda points out that the goal over here is to really give over a very strong, clear message about the nisim which Kadosh Baruch Hu did through us. A person should really prepare beforehand and expand and make sure that he gives over the message in the story in a very clear way. The Haggadah which we have is basically the bare bones story. One last thing, Rashi Zalman says that the mitzvah of the Raisa, the Torah says, is Avadam Yidin Lefarim Mitzrayim. We're going to fulfill the mitzvah of the Raisa with the words Avadam Yidin Lefarim Mitzrayim. A person should make sure that he says that. So we have somebody who's not well, or somebody has to run out to take a valid circumstances. Somebody has to be called to an emergency, a doctor, a parent going to the hospital, etc. So we want to make sure that they do say the phrase Avadam Yidin Lefarim Mitzrayim, which is found in the Torah in the end of Parshas Veschanan as the response to the child's question. This is the message we have to give to the child of Avadam Yidin.